Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone.
What is our message for today? Okay. I hear really loud in my head, histamine, and I want to itch. Histamine is what's released when you have an allergic reaction. So a lot of times people tend to take like Benadryl, Zyrtec, things like that for your allergies. So they're not talking about like a bee sting or a bee bite. They're, well, it could for some people in a certain region. Yes. I see big, wow, welts up on the arm, like being raised. Then I get pulled down to somebody holding their stomach and kind of bending over, like, oh, my stomach hurts. And then I feel somebody, I'm just super tired after they just ate. They're like, these are all, wow, I'm going medical today. These are all signs of histamine intolerances. So it's your body is building up a resist. It was doing what it was supposed to be doing till it couldn't. So it's like you're doing, oh, okay. Like this isn't just about food, Kim, because that's where I was going to go. What I'm getting, this is everything in life. If you continuously, well, for the most part, if my human brain, you guys should be in my brain sometimes. It's funny because I'm hearing them say, everything you do in repetition causes an allergy, basically. And then I'm over here like, well, what about breathing? I do that constantly, so.
Have a little argument in your head. No, you're
Yes.
validating.
Yeah. Because I challenge the messages too coming through. We want to make sure they're accurate for everybody. Yep. So it's more or less if you are doing the same routine pattern. Okay. If you're eating the same thing over and over and over, if it's a good fruit, if you consistently eat that same fruit over and 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 over, your body is actually going to build up like an intolerance to it. Then it turns into like histamine start releasing. Then you get a more of allergic reaction. And it's not like you're getting hives or welts. It's more like you just feel crummy. Your stomach kind of starts to hurt. You start getting bloated. Now you're gaining some weight. So there's a lot of things you people are doing around that is creating a intolerance in your body. It needs a break from it. It needs a shift from it. It needs a different routine. It needs a different idea, a different concept. And they're like, today is a day to kind of recognize those things that you do that are, say on repetition. Okay, I'm sitting by computer screen and I just run over and I just grab, say, an almond. And almonds are, for the most part, good for us, for a lot of people. I grab an almond because I know, oh, that's my good healthy fats. Yep, I want to get them in. I grab one and over time I just start feeling sluggish. Like these are the things you're doing it automatically in a pattern. You have a repetition you've designed in your head that's good for me. So I'm going to eat just that. That's what I like. So I'm going to do that.
You
And
know,
like I
I
said,
think too, sorry, Kim, I
yep.
think sometimes too, it's we come to a conclusion about it. We say, okay, almonds are now good for me, and so therefore they're good for me all of the time.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion, right? And it's like, well, most foods are actually in season, and so there's, or out of season, so they're cyclical. So our conclusions are not to be, especially about food, are not to be fixed for all time. Like
Yeah.
almonds, your body may like almonds right now. I have specifically with almonds found that I need to soak them and peel them and then dehydrate them again in order for like my body to really feel good from almonds. Like roasted almonds no longer. Years ago, that was my go-to. And now I eat roasted almonds and my body is just like, I do not like that.
Yeah.
So my conclusion from years ago just had to be let go and revised. So it's not, perhaps you cannot come to conclusions, but if you can't do that, you've got to be willing to revise them, to let them go or revise them.
It's exactly. Thank you. That, oh, they're like, that is the food concept. And then look at other things in life besides food. Look at other habitual patterns you do. You come home and you just sit on a chair, and that's just kind of, oh, it's my comfy chair. This is just what I do. And then it's not helping you any longer. Maybe it may help you calm down and relax in the past, but like, but you're done with that. Now let's move forward. So they want you to look at all these little things that you may be doing that you don't even realize it is hurting you. It's not coming from somewhere else, someone else. It's you are doing it to you. You're creating like a histamine response. You're going to get bloated. You're
Wow.
going to get tired. Yeah.
You've got to shake it up. Do something new. Change it around. Sometimes, too, when you change it around, you can also prove, if you will, that what you were doing is still working for you. But you don't really, you're not crystal clear on that until you try, sit in
Yeah.
that other location or whatever it might be,
Yep.
Yeah, we're talking about self-care here, just to keep this, like, we're talking about taking care of yourself. We're not going into other areas of life at this moment.
Yeah.
Okay,
Now,
so.
in my head, I'm trying to think about all the things throughout my day. What am I doing that I just started getting in a habit or a pattern that is just automatic, that might actually be disrupting my flow?
Yeah, so just pay attention to that today. Just notice little things. Doesn't have to be big, huge things. It's just real light touch of play, as we like to call it, right? And Kim, you are like the master of curiosity with it too. You're like, huh, interesting, interesting.
Yeah. How can I make this a game?
Exactly. Oh, fantastic. All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Kim, and have a great weekend, everyone, and until next time.